Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Oh, we are not able to attain to that prestigious goal of knowing the Father. We have not achieved anything. Amen. We want to know Him. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I welcome everybody to church this morning. And I want to appreciate the servants of God in the house. I want to appreciate Pastor Oluwaseyi Osonyibi for this privilege. Thank you so much, sir. It's an honor to come to stand before God's people and bring God's word. It's a great privilege. Thank you, Mommy. Mommy Osonyibi, thanks for your love and your support. Not just for Daddy, but for every one of us. He's the mother of every one of us. Pastor Bello, thank you. Thanks for the great work. Mommy Bello, you're welcome. Hallelujah. Ladia is around. We appreciate. Thanks for coming around. It's been a while. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning I want to preach. I want to preach this morning. And I want to preach on the name of one of my daughters. That's Miracle. Hallelujah. I want to preach about Miracle this morning. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you. You are so good a God to us. Thank you for your mercies and your compassion. Thank you for your care towards us. Thank you because you are such a loving Father. You are such a loving Father. We honor you. We bless you. Thank you for reaching out to us every time we're in need of your help. Thank you because even this morning you will reach out to us again. Thank you, Father. We ask that your word will come to us with clarity, with great understanding, in the name of Jesus. Let everyone here be blessed through the ministry of your word, in the name of Jesus. Let this word produce a result in the life of every one of us, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. You know, early this morning, my meditation for this message this morning was something different. I was meditating along a particular line, and then, as I sat again this morning, I just changed my meditation and I decided that, okay, no, I'm not talking along that line again. I want to talk along this line. I want to talk about miracles. Many years ago, then in Feka, Pastor Tai Azari preached a message. He called it Miracle Strength for the Wilderness. That was the theme of that message, Miracles Strength for the Wilderness. And when you really see it, you declare that truly and truly, it is impossible for anybody to survive in the wilderness without miracles. Because in the wilderness, everything about man is grounded. And you need God on your side to survive. How do you eat in the wilderness? How do you clothe? Amen. You know, when you look at the story of the children of Israel, you discover that it is a test, is a story of miracles, how God sustains his people by his own way. Simple. They had no opportunity to sow, they had no opportunity to reap, they had no opportunity to invest. They have no opportunity to. They don't even know how long they were going to spend. Even though God didn't want them to spend as much as they did, but the truth is that they didn't even know. In fact, in such a system, it was practically impossible or very difficult to even plan. Amen. It's very difficult to plan. How do you plan when you don't even know what is going to happen? Hallelujah. Amen. So you see, I just felt we should just talk along the line and just remind ourselves of certain things we need for this journey. Amen. Tell your neighbor you need miracles for this journey. Psalm 82. Let's look at Psalm 82. Psalm 82. Amen. By now you should know that in PGT, Sunday service is a bit different from Tuesday. Tuesday is School of Diocese, expository teaching. Amen. So you should come and expect all the... But on Sunday, you have to hear word. Hear something that can... Amen. Alright, Psalm 82. God standeth, verse 1, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, he judgeth among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the presence of the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Now, let me tell you something. The reason why an average human does not want to live, an average human being wants to have a sense of attachment to a God. Amen. Why? Because from experience, you have seen that it is difficult for men all alone by themselves to live and survive. So everyone wants to be connected to one God or the idol. So you have so many kind of idols. You have so many kind of gods. Why? Because men in themselves have limitations. Men in themselves have limitations. There is a point to which men come and they discover that we cannot go this far. But they always believe that there is something around a God that when men come to their limitations, their God can always come and take over the situation. Hallelujah. Because one thing about God is that there is the supernatural. Amen. There is what? The supernatural. Gods are known for the supernatural. That is why men want to connect themselves to God. That where our thinking cannot reach, where our ability cannot reach, then we can have supernatural influence that can take us there. Amen. And Christians, we have the only true and what? Okay, the only true and living God. Hallelujah. Our God is what? The only what? True and what? Every other God is dead. Every other God is false. So the only true source of supernatural help is Yahweh. The only true and supernatural help comes from the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every other thing that comes from that source is not accepted and it only leads men to damnation. But the truth is that at every point in man's life, you will always come to a position where your knowledge and your ability cannot take you further. And if you are not prepared for such a time, if you don't know how to help the situation, you are going to look for help where there is none. And if we want people to seek to the true and the living God, we really need to let people know that it's actually potent, and not just potent, is willing to help them. Amen. So he said, "You are." Oh, he said, "I have said unto you." He said, "You will." He said, "You are." That's Psalm 82. Amen. I need to be careful with this message because the way time plays, it's still very tricky. You think you have time before you know it. Time to talk. I have said, "You are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes." It is possible for a son of the Most High to actually die like men and fall like one of the princes. And one of the things that can necessitate that is when there is no understanding. He said, "They know not," verse 5, "they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, and," okay, "all the foundations of the earth are out of course."
I have said ye are gods.
Listen to me.
He said, oh, he said, the foundation of the earth are,
listen, the earth is no longer running on this, all the order that God set for it. Everything that is happening in the earth right now is not according to set order. Things are falling out of order. And Satan is called the lawless one. And if you were supposed to be a law-abiding citizen, he's not supposed to come and afflict you. But he's lawless. So even when God says, Satan, I don't want you to go to that place, God will not just say, don't go there. God has to put machinery in place. Because the guy can try. Did he not try? Okay. When he saw Jesus, he saw that this one. When somebody come and ask you, if that will be the Son of God, that means that he has a clue. Amen. Why did he not come and ask? Why didn't he go to Peter and say, Peter, if thou be the Son of God? He didn't go to Peter because he knew who Peter was. When he saw him, he knew there was something about him. He said, if you be the Son of God, he tempted him. If he fell for him, he would have fallen. He doesn't send anybody. If God should leave the throne and come down to the earth, Satan would tempt him. Ah. He would tempt him. You think he would not? He tempted his son. That's the best God has. If we could tempt the best God has, what makes you think he won't tempt him? He will tempt him. He will tempt him. In fact, he's still trying to tempt him now. Amen. You know what? You know, Satan is telling God, see, all these people, all this. You think you have people? This one. Let me just try them. One. Just let me, is it that OG? I know how to undo him. Don't worry, let me just put some things in place. So he laughed over, you think he discredited Job, and you think he's not discrediting you? You think he's not discrediting you? Why did Paul tell Timothy, do your best to make yourself approved to God? If somebody is not discrediting you, why are you trying to approve yourself? I mean, forget that too. Hallelujah. Amen. So, what am I saying in essence is this, that our life is supposed to have a touch of the supernatural. Our life is supposed to have a touch of the supernatural. Listen, Christianity in itself is not founded on, just mere saying. It's not founded on just mere words. It's founded on power. It's not just any kind of power. It's founded on the divine power. The power that raised us up from the dead is the power that raised up Christ from the dead. And that same power, God has made it available for the church. Amen. Alright. So, like I said, so it's not all of you are children. He said you are children of the Most High, and all of you are the sons of God. Yeah, but it's possible that you can die like men. If you don't really understand your place, and if you just allow things to just go, like Muslim, the way whatever comes, we take it like that. Amu alone, let it go. Okay. I hope you won't get to heaven before you discover that many things that happened to you were not what God actually wanted it to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Alright, so, like I said, I want to just talk about a miracle. I don't have all the time. Now, what is a miracle actually? I wrote some things there. I want to preach. I'm not really teaching, so I won't give you all the time to write. Now, yeah, it says simply a miracle is God acting in a way which is beyond human understanding and ability. God acting in a way which is beyond human understanding and ability. When God steps into a situation that human reasoning and capacity cannot reach onto. Then I also have something here, that a miracle is an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. A miracle is an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. I also say that an event that seems impossible to explain by natural laws and so is regarded as supernatural in origin or as an act of God. A miracle is an event that seems impossible to explain by natural laws and so is regarded as supernatural in origin or as an act
of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. And when you look through the Old Testament, you find that the Old Testament is full of miracles. Like I said, that the children, God told the children of Israel, he said, I bore you on an eagle's wing. That for you to come here, it took one supernatural event or the other to get here. If I look at the signs and wonders they performed in Egypt. For Israel to be able to come out of Egypt, God said, I brought you out by a mighty hand and a strong arm. It was by God stepping into the situation and doing things that were unimaginable for Egypt, to even things they could not imagine that God did to set his people free. So God has always been the God that works miracles, not just because he wants to do miracles, but because they are part and parcel of his plans and his purposes. Satan does not mind to stop God if God will refuse to step in. Look at as natural as it is. And that is why I don't want you to be deluded. Even the natural events of your life has their place in God's eternal agenda for you. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Even how your life plays out in the natural, it has a role to fulfill in God's counsel, God's eternal purpose for you. Now, look at where the purposes of God doesn't always start from the spiritual. It always begins from the natural. God was going to a spiritual nation. He picked a natural nation. He said it is not first that is spiritual, but first that which is natural. Man was not made a quickening spirit. He first made him a living soul. You don't understand? So that part is also a part of the journey. And if this mess up, you will not even get to the end. So the way our natural event also plays out and occurs, it has a place, it has a role to fulfill in God's purpose. Hallelujah. So now, I'm not going to look through all the Old Testament. I just want to look at, why did Christ do miracles? We saw that. Now, when you look at the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you see Jesus did, you know, all kinds of miracles, and then his ministry was not without miracles. In fact, one of the reasons why he did miracles was because it was a sign of God's approval upon his ministry. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also what? Know. Look at that. He said, men of Israel, hear this word, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by what? Miracles. That God, Jesus performed miracles. Why? Because God was authenticating him. It was a seal upon his ministry that I sent him. Amen. It was a seal that I sent him. For Jesus Christ, it was an approval. John chapter 3. Look at John chapter 3. John chapter 3 verse 1. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews, yes. The same came to Jesus by night. Look at it. And said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. Why? For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God does what? Be with him. What was his name? His name is what? Emmanuel. That means one of the things that authenticates that name is what? What? Is that not the name they called him? Is that a virgin that conceived and thou shalt call his name what? Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? How did Emmanuel manifest here? Through miracles. He said, for no man, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God what? Be with him. So truly you are the Emmanuel. And that authenticates your ministry. So for Jesus, doing miracles was not a part of, it was not just something he just did along the line. No. It was a seal. And it does not work for him alone. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, Look at verse 3 and 4. Hebrews 2, 3 and 4. My time is running faster than I can. I need to run. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. For how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that had him? Yes. God also bearing them witness, both with what? Signs and wonders, and with what? Diverse miracles. When God sent people, he authenticates these things. Hallelujah. God also bearing witness. So when we throw away miracles, we throw away God's witness. God also bearing them witness, born with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. God says, I sent these people. They will perform signs. They will do miracles. It will authenticate them. You men will know that I actually sent them. Amen. There are levels. When Moses did some miracle, the magicians of Egypt also did. But got to a point. They say, Oga, this is the finger of God. Men have limitations. No matter how they try, let them continue. Continue to invent. If you read Matthew chapter 24, he said they will come to their point of perplexity. They will come to their wit end. They will look to heaven. All the things that will be happening in heaven, it will be as if the sky wants to fall down to the earth. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Alright. So, Jesus did miracles as a sign of God's approval on him. He also did miracles to manifest his glory. John chapter 2 verse 11. John chapter 2 verse 11. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his what? His glory. And his disciples believed what? On him. He manifested his glory. Jesus' ministry was not without glory. And this was the first miracle. This beginning of miracles. That means this was the first miracle he did. So please, if anybody told you that when Jesus was in the house of Joseph, he didn't do any miracle in the house of Joseph, I beg. Hello? What does this mean? This beginning. What does beginning mean? It means the first. Is that not? The beginning is, he said this beginning. Jesus started miracle after his baptism. He didn't do any supernatural thing because I've not read such a word, but yet people say while he was playing with his friends, he just did one wonder. Amen. That one is the fifth gospel. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then they added that one. I don't know about that one, but the scripture does not establish it because this is the first miracle that we're told that Jesus did. So he manifested his glory, and the third reason why why Christ also did miracle was, is also here. What is the last? He said, and his disciples did what? So Christ did miracles to also help our faith. Mind, listen. He didn't say the multitudes believed on him. Who believed on him? So do disciples need their faith to be helped? Yes. It was not just a matter of the multitude. He didn't say, it did, and the multitudes believed on. No, even the multitudes were not aware of this miracle. Sure, you know. You know, the multitudes are not even aware of this. It's a caucus. The people that knew, Jesus himself knew his mother. I don't even see, then his disciples, and then those guys that went to fetch the water. Even the master of the ceremony, the MC, did not know where the miracle came from. So the miracle was not a miracle that was in the public glare. So his disciples believed on him. So he also does miracles to help our faith. And so even till now, miracles still happen to help our faith. It is not good to have Christians that have never seen God acting, stepping in their life at any time. It is not good. You are not a good Christian. I'm saying it. Because in the future, it shows. It will not
not sure now,
but it feels sure if we show.
He said, taste and see that the Lord is what? Is good. It is a curriculum, it's a compulsory class for every believer. It's compulsory. You must know that God can act supernaturally. It does not have to be a big thing. I was saying it was not last week at the believers class. I said when I got baptized in water in Christ Apostolic Church, and when I was in my baptismal class, we were taught there that there is one of the tenets of CAC is it was only logo, that is healing without drug. Till today, even though many are falling, but till today, that is one of their tenets, healing without drug. And I heard somebody share the testimony of healing for years without drug. I said, why? I can, and I remembered for like 9-10 years. I stayed off drugs. All through my secondary school days, I never fell sick. I even, till I got to Futa. The time I was going to use the drug was when I had an attack. That one landed me in the hospital. So I used the drug, not because I went to, but I had to. Amen. But it's not something we are trying to get to place, for 9 years. You know, we did it. No! We are only just enjoying what God has provided for us. Even little things like that. Me, if I don't have any other miracle, I have that one. What is your own? What is your own? So Jesus did miracle to manifest his glory as a sign of God's approval to help our faith. We need our faith to be here. Hey. Times are coming in life that you really need to be able to believe God. I think it was the pastor that was telling us that, you know, Egan has always been having faith for his wife's healing. Faith. Then a time came, he said, woman, I can't help you. Now you need to believe God for this healing. You have to. So it's not, times are going to come when you will need to be able to believe God for certain things, but it is not, what are you going to lean on at that time? When David was facing Goliath, he said, when I was in the wild, the bear came, I killed it. The lion came, I killed it. He said, you this uncircumcised Philistine, you'll be like one of them. He said, last year I had malaria, I received God, I was healed. 2 weeks after, I had stomachache. I prayed. I received healing. This malaria, you are going to go. At least you are doing something. Well, I'm not spiting anybody, but I'm always careful of the things I say. I don't think it's good enough. If you as a Christian, you know all the malaria drugs that there are. I didn't say it's not good though. I say I don't think. So because you will not say that, I say I don't think. It is either you don't have faith or we the elders are not doing our job. Pastor just told us this morning that if anyone sick, let him come. Please, the next time you have malaria, please come and see Pastor. Hallelujah. Did I say that one? I know what daddy will say. Daddy will say, this Obi that told you, go and see Obi. Amen. Thank God. We have prophets in the house. As it has, if we send you to Pastor Dele and Pastor Bello, they'll use prophetic to take care of the rest. Amen. We were just preachers. Amen. Alright, so now, are miracles more for outsiders? Because I've heard before that miracles are more for outsiders than for us in the church. Is that really true? Because now, people say that miracles happen more on crusades. Pastor Bill, I think please message me. Amen. People say that miracles happen more on crusade ground, that it doesn't happen in church. Does it mean people in church doesn't need help? Well, for our church here, we have more young people. So it's like this our church, eh? It's just, we are just, hey, we really don't have, it's like we don't have challenges, but it's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a lie. All of them, they have parents. They have siblings. Amen. So one way, if it is not you, somebody connected to you or the other, needs God's help. And in such a way that is beyond what man can do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Beyond what man can do. The testimonies are not supposed to just be things we hear outside. They are things we're supposed to have inside. Now look, John 2:11. He said, "This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed what? On him." Who were the people that believed? They were disciples. Even though the miracle was not done on the disciples, but God did the miracle. He made them to see so that he could help their faith. So when you say it is always outside, then now Matthew 15:21-28. Please bear with me. I'm really trying to rush because I want to be able to exhaust my thought. Matthew 15:21-28. What does it say? Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." But he answered not a word. And the disciple came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she cried after us." But he answered and said, "I'm not sent but unto the lordship of the house of Israel." Then came she and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." Look at this. Jesus even categorically said here, miracles are not for outsiders. Is that not what Jesus said? What did Jesus say? But he answered and said, "I am not sent but unto the lordship of the house of Israel." Meaning you, Syrophoenician woman, you are an outsider. You are not entitled to this. But he answered and said, verse 26, the answer, it is, okay, so take the, look at it. But he answered and said, "It is not meet." Meaning it is not proper, it's not right. It's not right. It's not proper to give, to take the children's bread and to cast it to what? To dogs. Jesus said it is not right. It's not proper. Now, the word children here, listen to me. The word children is the Greek word technon. There are two basic words, there are many of them, but you have to think about three general words that are used to translate the word children. In the New Testament, one is technon, one is nepios, the other one is heos, H-O-U-S. The one that they used to translate for sons, most of the time, is H-O-U-S. But the word nepios is the one they used to talk about, immaturity. You know, is that, Galatians chapter 1 verse 1, "Now the heir, as long as what? A child, different nothing from a servant." That word child is nepios, which is to show somebody who has not grown, who has not matured. But the word technon is used to talk about children. It is a relationship by birth. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, so my dad can't call me a nepios, but I am his technon. Hello? I'm not his babe, immature, but I'm his what? I'm his child. That word children there has nothing to do with maturity. It means everyone that is born into this family is entitled to this. Anyone that is born into this family is entitled to this, whether he's young or is what? He's old. It's the children's bread. It's your right. It is not proper for you to go outside. It's like, for me now, I should be taking care of outside and leave my family, not take care of my wife, not take care of my children, and I say, instead it's not proper. So miracles of deliverance, healing, provision, all of these things are children's what? Bread. And then don't forget too, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I hope somebody is being blessed by what I'm sharing. "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without." Every man there is what? Is it? This epistle is written to who? is written to believers, the Christians in Corinthians. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. Then he began to mention that then in verse 10, he now says, to another, the working of what? Miracles. So, working of miracles is part of the gift of the Spirit. And who is it given to? It's given to believers. And for who? It's for believers. First. It's for believers first. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge. How many times have God given you a word of wisdom for somebody outside? How many times? How many times have God given you a word of knowledge for somebody outside? How many times have your prophecy been towards somebody outside? Discernment of spirit, tongues and interpretation of tongues. How many times has it been about somebody outside? If these things are meant for the inside, then you can't examine miracles. You can't examine miracles. They are for the in. They are for the in. If it is not happening inside, we should rather look at why it is not happening rather than say that it is not for us. You know, men, we like to excuse things. Once we don't understand something, we couldn't find one reason for it and just put it aside. Instead of us to really check and really look inward. Alright. So please, miracles are for us. Of course, when an evangelist is ministering under the anointing in a crusade, all of those things, things happen. Things happen. You know why? Because he's ministering under the anointing. It's not just about the faith of the people, but also he's working under the anointing. So a lot of things are expected to happen. And that's why people come. So what they are just there for, they want to receive miracles. So those things happen. It's expected. But yeah, you know, there's a way we just flow. Hallelujah. Now let me go to the last part of this message because my time is far spent. I think I have just less than 10 minutes. How do we receive miracles? Now this is not a teaching on miracles. It's just preaching on miracles. There's so much to be said on miracles, but I just want to do something that can help us. How do we receive miracles? John chapter 2 shows us how to receive miracles. John chapter 2. And the third day, verse 1. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servant, whatsoever I said unto you, do it. And there were said there is water pot of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 frackings apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servant which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Hallelujah. How did this miracle happen here? One, somebody knew that there was more to Jesus. It was her mother. I don't know how she got to know that Jesus could perform miracles, because from this verse we were told that he had not performed any, that this was his first. So it was not as if Jesus had performed any miracle before, but I believe this woman had words that were spoken to her concerning this son. Of course, at the birth of Jesus, many things have been said about him, and I know that he has been watching. In fact, you see that the Bible says and Mary kept these things in her heart. So she has nurtured these things over the years, and when it was time, and she just knew there was something different about this man. And even when she said it, Jesus said, woman, my time has not come. But somebody brought his time. Amen. So meaning that ordinarily that miracle may not happen. Perhaps.
But because he laid a demand on the grace and the anointing of God upon the life of Jesus Christ, that miracle. One of the things that caused miracles to happen is when people really pray and they ask for. But before you pray, you must know that God is able to do. The problem is that many people go to pray when they don't even know that God is able. There are many people that are praying, that they are just praying because they told them to pray, but they don't have any confidence in the power of God to attend to their situation. They are just praying, but they are not expecting any result. And one of the things that my generation must learn how to do is that we must again begin to learn how to seek the Lord. Give me 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Talking about how miracles happen. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, give me verse 1. You see somebody, the people that were in need of miracle, came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other beside the Ammonite came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Yet then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea, on this side Syria, and behold, they be as on Tamar, which is in Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared, and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaim the fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even as out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Listen, I'm not saying, but these people came to seek the Lord. Why were they coming to seek the Lord? Because something was coming against them that was beyond their might and beyond their knowledge. Let me quickly check. There was one of the things that look at that. Verse 12. 2 Chronicles 20, 12. What does it say? Oh, our God, we thou not judge them, for we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Can you see? When you find yourself in this kind of situation, you need a miracle, my dear. He said, for we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. What is against us is more than our ability. What is the second? Neither know we what to do. We have no power against this. We don't know what to do. And so they came, and the Bible said they sought the Lord. How many people here really know how to seek the Lord? God still answered prayers. Now people know they pray. And it's not all this to get 5 minutes prayer. Look, the Bible said they declared a fast. See, the horse is prepared against the day of battle. But the VP is of what? It is not the preparation of the horse. But what beside if the horse is not prepared? This is what Pastor used to try to teach us. The horse is prepared against what? The day of battle. But VP is of what? So it is not the preparation of the horse that brings victory. But the horse must be prepared. Because that's part of what you will use to fight. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't have time again. So we have to pray. We must learn how to pray. If we find ourselves in situations that are beyond what we can do and we don't know what to do, let's not just, some people just like sympathy. Ah, Brother Felix, the Lord will help you. Listen, I've discovered most times, when people tell you they will pray for you, they are not praying. Even me. It is just a way to encourage you. Except God genuinely give me a burden for you. Except God genuinely. Now, how many people in your life have you ever said, today I want to fast for this person? It's not you. It's not your father. It's not your mother. Not somebody that's related to you. You just fasted for another person. I don't want people to raise their hands. Let's judge ourselves inside of us. Including the preacher. Amen. But something that is being lost, we need to get back. We must know how to seek. Let me tell you something. If you don't know how to seek, And one of the things that encourages people to actually say, when we say seek the Lord, it's not 2 minutes prayer. Meaning staying in prayer and getting a response from God. I said it over time here. I heard one of those testimonies in Tongue Beyond the Upper Room. If you have not read that book, please go and read it. I thought it's like this young man got baptized in the Holy Ghost by reading that. Is it you or OBK? Is OBK Abi? His elder brother got baptized in the Holy Ghost just reading that book alone. Nobody ministering to him, according to what I heard. Now, you know, one of the testimonies I read in that book, there was, you know, this couple asked their daughter went on mission, and, you know, the man was going to feed, to nurture, they have a dairy, and the man was going to the dairy one morning, and he just felt a body that he needed to pray for his daughter. He just knew their daughter was in danger, and he knew he needed to pray. That was around 5:30 or 6 a.m. in the morning, and he dropped, and he began to pray in tongues, and he was there till 2:30 p.m., 8 hours. About 80 years old man. The time he stopped praying, not knowing that while at that time their daughter was as good as dead of a fever in Africa where she was. So at that time they have already left her for dead. That was when he picked it and began to pray. After about 8.5 hours of praying, when the daughter was revived, that was when he wasn't taking the time. It was me that calculated that it was 8.5 hours. He was just praying. But the body was there. It was when the body was lifted, he stopped praying. And then the doctor survived. Thank God he didn't give me that kind of body. I'll try 1 hour. After 1 hour, I'll go. Amen. You know, but he had to take it to somebody who has a connection. He's a father. She could stay longer. You know, the way these things play out, you know, but that's not the issue. But what I'm saying is that a generation that does not know how to seek the Lord, we just excuse things that don't happen because they don't even know how to get them. So we must learn how to seek the Lord. We must believe and we must obey. We must learn how to seek the Lord. My time is up. We must learn how to pray and seek the Lord. We must believe and we must obey. Let me tell you, one of the reasons why the prophetic is minimal among us as pertaining to people's issues is because people are not praying. Most times people lift up their voice in God to pray. There are always prophetic interjections. God will speak. Hey, I prayed. God didn't talk. You did not pray. Because we don't have a precedent for your situation. We don't have a precedent. Some people have prayed before. God answered them. So you are telling us that you prayed and God did not answer. Something's wrong. I hope we've just finished teaching Indians to answer prayer. Maybe we should go back and check those things. But they prayed. And what happened? There was a prophetic interjection. And God, what did God tell them? March. Don't prepare for this battle. Don't carry anything. Hello? Don't carry anything. Just position the musicians. My time is up. Just position the musicians and let the priest look at that suicide mission. It doesn't make sense. God always likes to cripple men. Put us in our sizes and then take his place. All the men of war, they were the last. The priest, and then they marched. And sorry, is that not a miracle? People came to fight against Israel. They turned against themselves and killed themselves. See, even God, they cast spell. Is that not a deal? It's only the devil that can send a deal. Oh. You've not seen where God sent a deal. This is an example of one. Somebody wants deal. How will three nations come against one nation and then they look at it? The two fought against one. When they three, they fought. I'm sure the last two people must have to kill themselves. and the angel came.
Let's learn to pray.
When we are in need of God's help, God is always willing to help us. It doesn't have to be something mighty, but it's just that it's beyond your ability. And you don't know what to do. Instead of just sitting there and saying, they told us that there's nothing, but God is there. He's there and is more than able to help. Only we will seek him, if only we will believe, and if only we will obey. You know the same thing, Cana of Galilee. Go, fill water pot, take out and give to the master of the ceremony. Does that make sense? But while they were on the way, the miracle happened. Let's rise to our feet.
He's able, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. He is able, oh, abundantly able, oh, to deliver those who trust him. Say he is able, he is able.
Father, we give thanks to you this morning, this afternoon. Thank you for the ministry of the word. Thank you for reminding us again. We may forget, but you have reminded us again that you are interested in our fears and you desire to step into our matters. Father, we
believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.